You're listening to BI Radio, brought to you by Cognos, the next level of performance. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howard. What does your company need to be successful? According to Patrick Lencioni, it needs to be smart and it needs to be healthy. While Cognos focuses on making companies smarter, Patrick is a foremost expert on the steps they need to take to be healthy. He is a best-selling business author, acclaimed public speaker, and the founder and president of The Table Group, a management consulting firm that focuses on organizational health. His books include Silos, Politics and Turf Wars, Death by Meeting, and Overcoming the Five Dysfunctions of a Team. Here, he joins me to share some thoughts from his bestseller, The Four Obsessions of an Extraordinary Executive. The Four Obsessions of an Extraordinary Executive. What are the four obsessions?
Well, these are the four things that executives, you know, people lose sleep at night when they run in an organization. And actually, that's inevitable. You know, it's an important job, whether you're running a junior high school or a deli or a Fortune 500 company or a department within an organization, we're going to lose sleep over our business. But the problem is, we don't know what we should be losing sleep over. In other words, we need to narrow down the list of things we're worried about. And these are the things that we should be obsessed with in a good way. And ultimately, they become the disciplines of a great executive. And the first one is my team cohesive? I mean, that is something a leader, if a leader goes to bed at night and they're knowing that their team is not cohesive, that's something they should be laying there thinking about, what am I going to do about that? Because no one but the leader of a team can change that. And whether you're running a department within a company or a company itself or a small entrepreneurial venture, your job is to help make your top team cohesive. So that's the first obsession, the cohesiveness of the team. The second one is the team organizationally clear? Are we on the same page around some basic issues? So it's one thing if we're cohesive behaviorally, that's important. But we also have to be intellectually aligned around core purpose and values and strategy and goals and some very basic but critical elements. And if you think that your team is not on the same page, that's something worth obsessing about. You've got to get them on the same page around these fundamental questions. The third obsession of a great executive is, are we communicating this enough? Are we over-communicating that clarity? Are we telling everyone often, repeatedly, in different ways and in different mediums, in different contexts, what we're about? So you've got to get clear intellectually, but then you have to communicate it until you're blue in the face. And you can't get bored with the message. You've got to realize that your job is not to enjoy communicating it. Your job is to make sure people have heard it, understood it, and internalized it. And research shows that you have to do that, communicate something 7 times before somebody will actually remember it and believe it. Mm-hmm. So the third obsession of an extraordinary executive is over-communication to people throughout the organization. The fourth obsession of an extraordinary executive is, do we have some basic, non-bureaucratic systems in place to support all of this around people, human systems, we call it. And that is systems around hiring and firing and managing and rewarding and making decisions, things like that. Any process that has to do with people in the organization, is there just enough structure to institutionalize it without bureaucratizing it? So the four obsessions of an extraordinary executive, is my team cohesive at the top? Are they on the same page? Have we achieved clarity throughout that team? Are we communicating it more than we think we ought to throughout the organization until people really get it? And have we built just enough human systems to keep it alive even when we're not in the room? So those are the four obsessions. If we do that, our companies have a great chance of success.
And why are these areas often underemphasized by many executives?
In order to maximize the success of any organization, you have to do two things. You have to make your organization smart, and you have to make it healthy. Smart is the decision sciences, which is marketing and strategy and technology and finance. Critical stuff, but frankly, most executives spend about 95% of their time on that because that's how they're trained and that's what business media focuses on, and it's easier to measure and we're more comfortable with that because it's not emotional. The other side of the equation, the organizational health side, is minimizing politics and confusion and raising levels of morale and productivity, and ensuring that good people don't leave, that you have low turnover among your best people. Well, when you look at the healthy side, that's a lot less quantifiable and a lot more behavioral, harder to measure, and frankly, most leaders have not been trained very well in that. So when it comes to looking at these two sides of the equation, the smart and the healthy, we place too much attention on the smart side. Well, the four obsessions of an extraordinary executive are all about making your organization healthier. It's, is the team cohesive? Are they on the same page intellectually? Right or wrong, are they just aligned? Are they communicating, and are they building human systems around this? Well, most executives don't see that, they don't quite understand how to do that, and they find that to be potentially emotional and difficult to measure. So they go back and they spend their time on the other side on the smart stuff. And frankly, most of the organizations I work with are plenty smart enough to succeed. Usually what holds them back is the lack of organizational health. I mean, in this era of ubiquitous information and the internet and, you know, information transfer so fast now, to try to be smarter than your competitors for any given length of time is pretty difficult. It's really the organizations that are healthier, that practice those four obsessions of an extraordinary executive, that develop sustainable competitive advantage.
We spoke with Steve Farber recently, and he was talking about some of the ways that non-executives can be leaders way past their title. Can you explain some ways that everyone can use your advice to build a healthier workplace?
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is recognize that most leaders want to get better, even if they don't seem to be inviting it, because, you know, they're just human beings, and it's difficult to admit when you don't know something. But if we can realize that most leaders want to get better and that we do have permission to help them get better, and that if we can go to them with the kind truth about what they need to know, they'll actually reward us for that. So I think that most people who are not in leadership positions need to realize leaders are hungry for people that will tell them the truth. Mm. But we'll do that with kindness and respect and an appreciation for that person's, you know, sometimes fragile ego. So one of the things we can do is just be a truth teller and have the courage to do that in a kind but honest way. The other thing that we can do is recognize that on a team, as a team player, we do have a role in holding our peers accountable and being open to them holding us accountable. And if we demonstrate that, it's going to spread. You know, people will see that, and we can have an influence that way as well.
Now, you place great importance on the role of performance management tools, but mention that companies often lose sight of what performance management is all about. Why is performance management so important, and what mistakes should we avoid?
Well, performance management is key. It's nothing more than letting people know what they're doing well so they'll keep doing it, and letting them know what they need to do differently so they'll stop doing it or change it. The problem is we overstructure performance management, and that's, we allow too oftentimes lawyers to be the people driving the process, and understandably, their goal is to make sure that when a person gets fired, they don't sue the company. Well, if we design our performance management systems around avoiding lawsuits or even determining compensation in some quantitative way, we are going to turn the process into just a bureaucratic requirement, as opposed to creating something with just enough structure and no more that allows people to have the honest conversations they need to have. So too much structure, too much detail, too much quantifiable and approval-oriented, you know, like people having to sign off on documents, as opposed to a process for provoking conversation.
To find out how you can get Patrick to speak at your next event, please visit the Sweeney Agency at thesweeneyagency.com. To read more interviews with Patrick and other leading business authors, please visit Cognos Performance Perspectives at www.cognos.com.
Need answers to your business questions when you're away from your desk? Easy! Go mobile! Cognos 8 Go Mobile is Cognos Business Intelligence on your BlackBerry. Get the latest information about your customers, prospects, sales, and more. It's the timely, secure, and instant information you've been waiting for, delivered to the palm of your hand. See a demo at www.cognos.com/products. That's cognos.com/products.
taking you to the next level of performance. This is Radio Cognos. Check us out online at radiocognos.com.